Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome to the very last episode of 2020. This is episode 250, and I'm diving into and sharing with you how you can protect your energy in the new year. How you're going to be able to do that? Well, it's up to you if you want to do it. You've got to put in the work, like I've always been saying, and what I wrote about in my book. But also, I'm going to share with you how I did that for myself in 2020. And how I plan on doing it in 2021, because they're totally different, because 2020 was totally different. So first of all, I just want to thank you for listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. This show has been on the air for 3.5 years, 250 episodes, 4 or 5 series now, and countless guests. Thank you. If you are listening on Audible, thank you so much, because we are new on Audible. Audible picked us up only a couple weeks ago. If you are listening right now at the end of the show, any other episode that you listen to, I would really, really love it if you would rate, review, and follow the show on Audible and let me know, like, what do you want to hear from me in the new year? If you want to hear certain topics, certain guests, same thing for Apple Podcasts. And if there's any other way that you're listening to the show where you can actually write a review. But in my knowledge, it is just Apple Podcasts and Audible now. Finally, another platform where you can review the show and talk to me. So I just wanted to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. This show has turned into a full-blown production business that I write and produce more than 20 shows since I launched the show from my iPhone with $0. So speaking of that, if you are interested in launching your own show and you have no money, I've got you covered. I have a completely free, 100% free, no strings attached podcast school. It's called On the House. I named it On the House because I worked in the restaurant industry for years. And you know, you want to hook up your guests and you're like, no, it's On the House. It's free because of the service and the reviews and all the things. So it's called On the House Podcast School. The link will be in the show notes. It's completely free. You can learn how to launch, create, syndicate, market, monetize, literally everything under the sun when it comes to podcasting, obviously, except for production. I can't really talk to you about that, but I can show you. So if you want to see that action happening in 2021, I suggest you follow me on TikTok, because that is where I'm going to be doing so many how-to videos, LinkedIn as well. That's where I'm going to be spending most of my time, on TikTok and LinkedIn. So stay tuned for more news on that in the new year. But I just wanted to share that, you know, I didn't have a penny and I just had a story to share, and I just wanted to help other patients that were sick like me. And so I got on my phone and I recorded. And if you listen to episode 249, all about the power of list making and manifesting, I talk more about my first few episodes and how they sounded awful and all that good stuff. So I just wanted to say thank you, because showing up every single week, and I did take a little hiatus at one point during the pandemic, but I basically have been recording every single week for the last 3.5 years straight. So whether it was for myself or my clients, that's a lot of talking. So thanks for listening. That's all I wanted to say. I love you. I appreciate you so much. Again, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Audible, please leave me a review. Let me know what more you want to hear on, what topics, what guests, all that good stuff. So thank you. So let's talk about protecting your energy. So 2020 was a shit show. I, however, feel good about it because I was able to check a shit ton of stuff off my list. Somehow, because I put my head down and I focused. I also have an immune system that's compromised from all of the drugs and the chemo I was on, and you know that whole story. So I was told not to leave my house in the beginning of the pandemic. I was petrified that I was going to die as soon as I got it. However, I've already had it. I had coronavirus before anybody even knew it was here. I had it for 14 solid days. It's on my calendar still. I was in bed, and it was the last week of January into the first week of February, and I actually moved myself and my older roommate during it. And I just remember wanting to call 911 multiple times because I could not catch my breath. And I just had some, I thought I just had some crazy flu. I didn't know how I got it. The only way I think I got it was because I was doing Uber rides, and I think I might have gotten it from somebody at the airport, or like, I don't even know, but nobody knew it even existed. So then I was like, okay, well, if I already had it, I'm good to go. I don't want to pay like $300 or something for the antibodies test. And then apparently if you have it, you can get it again. So it's like chicken pox, you know? So I was like, I am petrified of dying. I'm going to put my head down and work like I've never worked before. I was wrapping up six medical malpractice legal cases. I was working with my clients. I was coaching people that their businesses just shut down. They just got furloughed. They didn't know what the hell to do with their life and their business. I put my head down and made shit happen. The way that I protected my energy and the fear of dying, that's what I do best. I mean, I am a happy workaholic. I don't suggest doing what I did, but that's my only way that I felt comfortable in survival. I literally went into survival mode, and I'm really good at that, by the way. So I put my head down. I got to work. And I saw a quote on Instagram this morning from the unemployed movement. And if you're not familiar with them, they're the company that is banging out incredible content for Natalie Ellis, who is the creator and founder of Boss Babe, which if you're an entrepreneur, I'm sure you know who Natalie and Boss Babe are. But all of her videos, all of her YouTube channels, everything on her Instagram is done by Unemployed Movement, which is owned by Amy Sangster and Hunter O'Brien. Amy is a YouTube guru. She has over 100 million YouTube followers. They're amazing. So they created the unemployment movement, and they also created the YouTube Growth Accelerator program, which I invested in for my YouTube channel. That was one of the first things that I did. I invested in myself. I needed to protect myself. I needed to protect my energy, and I made shit happen. I just got to work. I wanted to better myself. I didn't know what else to do. So I invested in myself. That is something I really would like you to do in 2021. No more excuses. I talk all about that in the last episode, 249. It's time to get to work and make yourself a priority. So going back to the unemployed movement, I don't know why I can't talk today, probably because I've recorded so many shows, but what they put on their Instagram was this little quote, and it said, list of priorities in 2021. Number one, me. It's not selfish. It's I literally cannot talk. I'm so sorry, guys. Especially when I'm trying to quote someone. I mean, come on. It's not selfish. It's self-love. That is like, that was a game changer for me when I saw that this morning. I'm like, hell yeah. Not really a game changer, but I was like, that just solidifies like my movement with myself, what I plan on doing in 2021. So I love that. Go follow them. If you're into YouTube, you want to grow your channel, you're looking to learn anything about YouTube, Amy is a YouTube queen. She's a guru. Like I said, she has over 100 million YouTube views. And if you look at anything that Natalie and Boss Babe are doing, that's Amy's work, and Hunter as well. They're such an incredible team. Their YouTube Growth Accelerator Program, I believe it's called. It was so, so good. And I learned so much, especially like reverse engineering, analytical logistics, like nothing that actually had to do with the video per se. And it's so crazy because I'm learning something new, and it's totally different than podcasting. And then behind the scenes, it's like, oh, it kind of is familiar, but YouTube is a whole nother ball game. And I was so excited to learn from them. And I actually still have a couple more classes I need to finish. And that's because at the same time, I doubled down. So I knew it was time to write my book, finish my book. And I also realized, because I invested with Gabby Bernstein and her team to learn how to write my book, and I literally doubled down. I invested in both of these programs at the same exact time because all I wanted to do was like protect myself because I was so petrified of dying. I'm going to be completely honest with you. And by the way, I do sound baths and meditation and listen to all the music and do breath work and all of that good stuff. It's not enough sometimes. It's just not enough. And I needed something else to take up every moment of my time, because if you were in my head, you can't even go outside. It was a nightmare. So that's what I did. And you know, I paid for it because I was completely exhausted at the end of it, but I did amazing work. I checked so many things off my list. Would I do that again? I mean, I don't even know. Like, is that going to happen to me again? I can't even really answer that honestly. I mean, I could, and maybe I've learned from that and I would make another decision, another choice, move a different way. I don't know. You just never know. But that's how I protected myself and my energy, because I wasn't on social media. I wasn't looking at like all these scary posts. I put my head down and I got to work. And I had been writing this book about my crazy life for years. And when I started working with Gabby and her team, I scratched that book and I started Everything is Messy. I wrote that book in a week. I had it, August 17th was the last day of my legal cases. I drove to LA. I did a sound bath with Susie, who you can find her at the Copper Vessel on Instagram. She's fucking amazing. That was like, I think it was just a full moon. Anyway, it was the beginning of the new chapter of my life. I'm no longer sick. I'm no longer going to trial. I'm no longer dealing with legal bullshit. And then I had to move forward and deal with like all my dental work that has to be done and pay out of pocket because I decided not to go to trial and like deal with that bullshit. But I wanted to move forward with a happy, healthy, positive, and productive book. I couldn't write a book about like negative things anymore. I didn't want to go backwards. So after coming back from LA, you guys, I literally cried all the way to LA and then I cried all the way back from LA. And it's only like not even 2 hours to where we did the sound bath on the beach, Santa Monica, Venice line. No, it was Venice. We were in Venice, Venice Beach. And that was my healing. That was my release with the full moon. It's time to get to work and write a new book. And I had no idea. Like, first I wanted a cookbook. So if you go to thechemicalfreecookbook.com, that's actually where you can find Everything is Messy as well. Because I didn't want to write about my life. I wanted to write about happy things. What makes me happy is being in the kitchen and cooking super healthy recipes and vegan recipes. I'm not vegan. I've said that a million times. And if you read the first page of my book, it's like, I'm not vegan by any means. And I choose to eat a lot of vegan meals because it helps with the healing process. So that's why I chose to go the vegan route. So I was just writing a cookbook. But then every time I would come across and start writing a recipe, it reminded me of a time in my life where I was going through something. I actually remembered, like, weird enough, because my memory is so bad. And so every day for 6 days straight, I went to the beach for 5 hours, 6 hours a day, and I poured my heart and soul into this book. So 10 chapters of personal development actually came out, plus 20 budget-free, no dairy, no gluten, no sugar. What else? No sugar, no gluten, no dairy, and no meat. And they're all budget-friendly, all under $20 recipes if you're going to meal prep for the week or make it for your family. I talk a lot more about that on episode 249, so feel free to listen to that after here. But I just poured my heart and soul into this book. I didn't even know I was writing chapters. And then all of these words and tears. I mean, writing my book was probably the best thing that ending my cases was the best thing of 2020, but the most healing thing that I could have ever done for myself was just putting my words on paper so that I can help other people that went through a shit show in life and deserve more. You deserve so much more, whether it's in your business or life. And you know you do. You need to surround yourself with positive, uplifting people. You need to write shit down. You need to have goals. You need to get to work and you need to just be happy. Make yourself do these things in order to be happy and successful. And I wrote all about that in the book, but my plan was the cookbook. So it's like, how the hell am I going to merge these two together? Well, I made it happen. So with the help of Gabby and her team and so many other authors, we were in a Facebook group together. They're so freaking supportive. They're buying my book. I'm buying their book. And I'm like, how are these going to make sense? So then I separated the books. Then I put them back together. So now when you order Everything is Messy and you have it in your hand, it's all also available ebook as well. All major retailers have it. And there's 20 vegan recipes in between 10 chapters of personal development guaranteed to change your life. I promise you that. It's tiny. You can throw it in your purse. You can write all over it for your recipes, make them your own. I have a whole entire community surrounding the book. So I actually filmed over 80 to 100 recipes of all of the recipes I've been creating over the last few years. All of them in the book. They're all in a Facebook group called Everything is Messy. So when you purchase the book, you have immediate access. So that's also different. So I went from putting my head down, investing in a YouTube course, learning all of that, to going full force, scratching my book, writing a new one in a month's time. It was available, not even. So my timeline, I finished my course with Gabby the last week of August, and then I started writing my book into September. My ebook went live October 1st. Paperback went live November 1st. Again, nothing I do is normal. That was my timeline. That's how I work. I made it happen. It's now available in 40,000 retailers across the globe. Well, I should say US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, UK, Europe. So if you go to everythingismessy.com, you can learn more about the book, the community, the recipes, where it's available, ebook, paperback. If you want a signed copy, you have to order through me directly. But I didn't want this episode to be about like pitching you my book because you already know that that's available. If not, there's some info for you. But the point of me talking about that is I got to work. I was protecting myself because I was so afraid of dying. Now I'm not. But at the time, I had to protect myself. So I was protecting my energy. I was off social media. I got to work. I did all the things. So what else about the book? I think that's it. So I pivoted and now I have a book to show for it. So something else about the book. Welcome to the world of self-publishing. If you're interested in self-publishing, let me know because I'm coming out with a program for that. Maybe first quarter, second quarter. I'm not sure because so many people have asked me, how did you do it so quickly? That's not the norm. Like I said, like nothing I do is normal. I've been writing a book for 4 years, but then I scratched it and like words just came pouring out of me. Recipes like came pouring out of me. Like it just happened that way. Definitely not normal. Something I want to share with you about self-publishing. So before the holiday season, it was Black Friday. It was the very beginning of November. I ordered a case of books to be delivered to my house because I needed to sign them and they were all my pre-orders and I was getting ready for books purchased directly through me and not through a retailer. I got a case of books and they were damaged. By damaged, I mean they were diagonal. The red border was diagonal. Some books were shorter than the other. Pages were slanted, ink was smeared. I mean, I basically threw up in my mouth. Let's just say that. Like, I'm just going to keep it completely real. I had to then send to the printing company all these images, and I was like mortified. I was so angry because I just poured my heart and soul into this book, and now I'm getting a case delivered to me completely damaged. I'm like, is this how they're going to Barnes and Noble? Is this how people are getting them delivered to their house when they order off Amazon or they're in Europe? And like, no one's telling me because I have no control over coming out of the printing machine and getting delivered to your house. I have no control over that. So I'm freaking the F out because I'm like, what the hell? Like, why is this a problem? Why is this an issue? So I lost my shit. I got another case and the same thing happened again. And this one was worse. So I was sending them videos and photos and everything in their Instagram DM. I'm calling them and emailing them like a freaking psycho. I had to like walk away. I'm just sharing this little behind the scenes with you because nothing is ever going to go perfect. And this is just a prime example. And I was so livid. Like, I worked my ass off on this book. Like, how dare you print it like this? Like, I was pissed. And I'm like, who is doing like the final okay? Like, this is okay to put a in a box. One of the books was like literally curled up like in the case of books. So now this is the second case of books I got to make up for the first case that was damaged. Now this one's worse. So now I'm sitting on two cases of damaged books right before Black Friday. I was losing my mind. And I still had pre-orders. I had to sign and stamp and send out. And it was a nightmare. I had to protect my energy. So I just stopped dealing with them. I needed to walk away and just hope that the universe, whoever was ordering my book, was getting one copy delivered to their house in a perfect way and not the shit show vision that I was receiving cases of to my house. So that's just something that you have to deal with self-publishing and printing and COVID and the holidays, and they were so backed up. I'm like, that doesn't excuse the fact that you like destroyed my book. So I walked away because I had to stay sane. I needed to calm down. I feel so much better about the fact, because I'll tell you in a second why, but I had to protect myself from losing my shit. I walked away. I didn't even deal with them for like 2 weeks. I just needed to take a break. Then when I was ready, which was literally like a month ago, no, like 3 weeks ago, I contacted my designer. So I hired a whole team to put together my book. I designed the cover, but you need somebody to put it together in the book format. So for the ebook and the paperback is obviously different. Then I have a formatter, and then I have a copywriter, and then I like have all these people involved. So my designer like totally ghosted me. He like wasn't answering anything, and he's 12 hours ahead, and I was up at all hours like, why aren't you answering me? I see that he's looking at my messages. I'm like, what is going on? Turns out he has a new account where I didn't know. So he happened to check it. And then he's like, oh my God, I have a new account and I've been super sick. And I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? Do you have COVID? Like, do you need anything? Like, I didn't mean to be a psycho, but like, you just literally disappeared. So then I'm dealing with like, okay, I have to find a whole new designer because I can't take my work plus his work and have somebody else touch it up. Like, I have to literally start over just to get my book redone to prevent this from happening. So what happened was, I don't know what happened, but at the end of the day, I have to update my book cover so that this will prevent future things from happening. So there's a red border along around the cover of the front cover of Everything is Messy. I'm happy to share with you right now that it is gone. We have a whole new design. So I'm actually really excited about it because going into the new year, like, we're not going to have that problem. So we did a whole new revamp, new design. I got the copy today. I just have him tweaking like two more things. I'm going to send it off to my formatter. Then I'm going to send it to my printing company. And then I will have my two cases back because I just pitched my book to a lot of local stores here in San Diego. And I can't be walking in there with a red border and a book that looks like a piece of shit. It needs to look perfect. So welcome to the world of self-publishing. No control. So that's what happened. And in order to protect my energy, the whole purpose of this story is, me telling you, obviously, is you have to walk away sometimes. You just have to like give it to the universe or give it to God or whoever you're talking to and believe in and walk away. And that's what I did. I took a break. I just needed to just deal with it. And a couple of my friends are like, what's going on with it? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't even answered. I don't know. Like, my designer ghosted me. I don't even know what to do. I'm going to have to find somebody else. Like, I just have to deal with it. Meanwhile, people all over the world are ordering my book and I don't even know what they're getting. I mean, luckily I haven't received any messages saying, what is this book? It's damaged. And if you're listening and if for some odd reason you received a damaged book, please send me a message. Just message me on Instagram at The Happy Workaholic, because I will sign and stamp a brand new one and mail it to your house personally, because that's just unacceptable. That's not how I do business. That's not how I don't even know. Like, that just is unacceptable. So please do that. If you have some book that just is not like a sharp edge, that was something else when they're cutting the side of the book, the edges were all like rigidity. And I'm like, this is absolutely unacceptable. There was a few that were like not perfect. I actually had no choice. I had to mail them out. And I was also doing giveaways all month long in December. And I'm like, how am I supposed to send these books out? So luckily I had just enough. And I have one book on me that I'm like, okay with sending, but I also have two cases that are unacceptable. So that's just something that happens when you self-publish, you know. I've learned a lot. It's insane. But I got everything at the end of the day taken care of. I seem like all riled up, but like, I feel calm about the situation. I'm excited about a new cover. It's going to be less mistakes when you see it because of the printing situation. Fingers crossed. So what else do I want to talk to you guys about? I want to talk to you about stop answering your emails and your text messages right away. This is such a good thing to do. Excuse me, hiccups again. Oh my God, all last show I had such hiccups. Probably because I'm talking, excuse me, so fast. So how many times during the day do your friends text you? You're in a group chat, you have clients or friends emailing you, somebody blowing up your phone. I worked in luxury travel for many, many years. So I had to answer like in less than 60 seconds always. And I have a habit of still doing that. But I'm like, I'm not a personal assistant anymore. I don't have to be wheels up on this plane anymore. This yacht isn't departing in 2 seconds. I don't have to be on call. I have my own life. I have my own business. I make my own rules. And this isn't just for business owners. Like, this is just for you as a human. You do not need to answer your text messages and your emails immediately. And don't be offended either, because I used to be so offended. Now I'm not offended. I walk away. Everybody's on their own schedule. And if it's important, they're going to answer, and everybody's on their own time, right? Something else. Oh my God. Group messages. I don't ever think I've ever been a fan of these, but here's an example. So one of my friends was on this group chat with a bunch of her other friends, and she just needed to protect her energy. We literally had a conversation like the day before about like protecting our energy. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing a podcast on this. And she removed herself from the group chat because they were like negative Nancy's and she wasn't like into it. Now they're like, why did you remove yourself? Why? If you have to fucking explain yourself to somebody, like, you don't want to be in that bubble. You don't want to be a part of a group message. Then you excuse yourself and peace yourself out and move on with your day. And if that is a problem, somebody else is going to have to deal with it. You can only protect yourself and your own energy. Why do you want to be a part of something negative? So she removed herself to stay sane. And then there was like an issue. I'm like, why is it an issue? Why can't you guys just like get on a call? Or like, everybody has their own thing and their own friends and their own way. But that's just annoying. If somebody's group message is going off like every 2 seconds, I don't know. I don't have patience for that. But certain things, like if I'm doing it with my clients, we need to be on the same page, like absolutely. But when it comes to like more than three people, like it's just ridiculous. Because then you're like, who chimed in? Who did that? Like, nobody has time for that shit in 2021. Nobody. So I just wanted to share that example with you because it's like, move on. Like, protect yourself. You don't want to be a part of a text message, don't answer it. If you don't want to deal with an email or have somebody messaging you on Instagram, you block them. If you don't want to see what somebody is doing all day, you mute their stories. It's very simple. That is what I do all day, every day. Because if I'm trying to create something, I don't need to be looking at somebody on Instagram or somebody blowing up my phone. This phone is on private mode and I'm living my best life, creating content for myself or my clients or going on my walk or whatever the case may be. I'm doing it for me. And I highly suggest you take this advice into 2021 with you. So something about my phone. What I really want to do is go like hardcore. On last episode 249, I was talking about my morning routine, and I really want to get into getting up at between 4:30 and 6 again. And I'm not touching my phone before 8 a.m. Like, no one is hearing from me from at least 8 a.m. 10 a.m. is kind of pushing it because East Coast clients, like, that's just too much. And 8 a.m. I think is a nice time. So I'm very specific when it comes to my morning routine. I wake up, I do my meditation, usually on Insight Timer, Gratitude One, short and sweet. I'm not into like the 20-30 deal because I do sound baths. And sound baths in the morning, usually I do like 10-15. In the afternoon or at night, I do much longer ones. And if I'm doing a workout, like on a, I have a Fitbit I got for Christmas, which is freaking amazing. And I have a year subscription to all their videos. And it's basically like a little mini YouTube inside the Fitbit app, which I'm so excited. So I'm going to start using that and doing all of my stretches and all of that. And I'm going to continue to do my journaling and lighting my candles and my incense and my sprays and my oil diffuser and setting the vibe with my favorite music and my playlist. And then it's time for my delicious iced coffee, which also for Christmas, I got these whiskey cubes that chill your drink in like 2.2 seconds. They're stones. They're unbelievable. If you're interested in them, shoot me a message on Instagram and I'll send you a picture of it so you can order probably from Amazon. I haven't even looked, but actually I should probably put them in my store. But you want to set yourself up for a successful day. This is how you're going to do it. You wake up earlier and you have a morning routine, whatever it is. If you don't want to work out, like some of my friends work out late at night. I don't know how they do that because then I'm up all night. I need to do it. Now I fluctuate. Like in the morning, it's so dark. And if I'm going to wake up earlier, there's no way I'm going for a walk at that time. But now I like to do all my writing in the morning and then I can produce in the afternoon. So I'll go for my walk like mid-afternoon. So that's just what is working best for me. But I'm not going to answer my phone before 8 a.m. Like I'm just not available unless it's an emergency, like, which I don't know how I would have an emergency, but like, I don't know, just putting that out there. I'm not available. If somebody is messaging me something about work, like it can wait. I work like basically on call for all my clients 24/7. Like I've just always been that way. And if they need something really late at night, I'm lying in bed. Like, of course I'm going to give it to them. I'm not going to avoid them. But in the morning, I need to set myself up. I need to clear my mind. I need to get my head right. I need to get ready to write. I need to just be in a really good mindset for whatever the day throws my way. So something else for 2021 that I'm just not available whatsoever for is part-time friendships. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be completely honest. This pandemic like threw me for a loop with the friendship department. In the friendship department, I've learned more about myself and how strong I am as a human through multiple friendships, people coming out of the woodworks to talk on Zooms. I mean, it was unbelievable, but like, I'm just not available for people that want to be my friend part-time. I'm too busy. I'm worth more. I'm not available for clients that aren't serious. So I can't even tell you how many people pitch me all day to be on the show, to work with me, but I look at their stuff and they're not serious. I give them an hour of my time, talk to them, and they're not serious. I'm not going to work with anybody that is not serious. I'm sorry if that's you, that maybe you've pitched me or you, you know, I've spent an hour on the phone with you and it didn't work out. Like, this is why you're not serious. I'm very serious about my craft. I'm serious about helping other people. But if you don't put in the work, you're not going to get to where you are. So if you don't already have that mindset and I've already tried to help you have that and you're just not there, it's just not going to work out. And that's why every coach is different for every single human. And that's totally fine because that's why there are millions of us on the globe doing a million things. I work a completely different way than the next person. And so do you. Same thing for running a household. Same thing for raising your kids. Everybody has their own way. Something else I'm not available for is this fucking depression that I've been dealing with because I feel okay now. I'm super anxious though, and you can probably tell because I'm talking fast, but I'm going to tell you why. So first of all, depression, I'm not available for it, but it's going to sneak up every now and then. I'm going to put it back in its dark hole because I'm over that. However, the holidays suck for me. I tried to make them the best, but then the pandemic, I mean, it's not just all about me. It's like the whole world, right? But it was just like a really tough holiday season. And I just sunk into this like deep, dark hole for like a few weeks. And when I tell you when that happens, it's very difficult for somebody that creates content and talks for a living to sound like this. and write really good content, especially when you have to be inside of the head of your client. And luckily, I powered through and I got a lot of writing done, and it's great content, but it's freaking hard, I can tell you that. Now, why I keep taking a breath because of my anxiety is because I was so busy a couple weeks ago and I forgot to pick up my CBD oil. That is the only thing I take for anxiety that doesn't make me sound like, you know, like catching my breath. And by the way, I only have one coffee in the morning. If I have two full ones, I start getting like panicky. And I know that. So that's why I don't have two big ones. And if I'm going to do my espresso cubes, I only put a couple in my coffee, like two or three, moving on. Because if I have more than that, I feel like I'm having a panic attack, or I actually do have a panic attack. So I called the three dispensaries in my area and they're all out of my CBD. I had requested for them, one of them to call me because two go back and forth when they carry my CBD. And it's about like, because the tax on top, I think it's almost $90 what I pay for the one bottle. And sometimes that can last me like 2 to 3 months. However, this round, it was like a month. So I put in a call and it was mid-December. They're like, Kelly, we have your CBD. I'm like, perfect. And they were going to deliver it to me. I forgot to call them back. So now everybody is out of my CBD oil. And the one that I take has to have THC in it because that's what actually helps with the panic part, with when you have like a panic attack. And I know this because of trial and error. And I'm also doing a certain dose. I mean, I've been using the same dose, the same brand for over a year. You can't mess with another brand in a different dose. It's a completely different way you're going to feel. And so trial and error, I was spending all this money on all the CBD, and usually I just do like a quarter of a dropper, maybe a half if I need it, but I'll do the other quarter like in the afternoon. But on like good day, I would do a quarter of a dropper. Other CBD oils I was getting in Vegas, I would do like 3 or 4 full droppers. That's quadruple the dose. And I'm like, why isn't this helping? They're like, oh, well, there's no THC. And I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. And that's why it was cheaper too. So at the end of the day, still spending kind of the same amount, but with the THC, that's what happens with, that's what helps with the panic part where your chest is like so tight. So I'm out of CBD oil. That moral of the story. So that's why I keep breathing like that. That's why I was talking fast in the last few episodes. Today I feel really good though. Cause I did like a long sound bath this morning, which is rare. And, I don't know. I'm hoping I'm going to call again today, all three of them, and be like, is there any way that you have it in stock? Cause it's the only one I use. And I have just one day's worth, like as an emergency in my little jar that I won't take. Just like if I feel like I'm dying, like that's the dose I need, but I'm going to call them again. Hopefully they have it so that the next time you hear me on the show, I'm not like hyperventilating, but I'm just keeping it real with you because I know I'm not the only one on the globe, in the 78 countries that you guys are listening in that deals with anxiety. So that's the 411 on my situation. So I actually did get a sparkling water with CBD in it. It's 15 milligrams yesterday at the store, which I'm going to take today. I probably should have had it before the show, but I didn't know how I was going to feel. So I didn't want to be like cracked out and like trying to record it like a good show for you guys and be like, I just took a CBD drink and I'm like, hi. So that's that. So something else I want to talk to you guys about is taking inventory. So one of my New Year's Eve projects, I'm actually going through like 50 plus photo albums. Like literally I talked about this on the last episode, 249, where I'm going to be going through photo albums from when I was born, like literally my baby book until now, and organizing them all. So I'm taking inventory of that. I'm, you know, taking inventory of the relationships that I have in my life. And if they're toxic, they're not going to be a part of me, or my life, I should say. And the stuff in my home, like I'm going to purge and sell and donate and just organize more. I've probably done this like 4 times during the pandemic, but I just feel like I need to get rid of more clothes and things that I have just like moving into the new year. On last episode, I was talking about, you know, on my way to, you know, deal with finances and money and getting a perfect credit score and all of that, I cut expenses. So, you know, I had to take the inventory of like what it is I'm paying for every month. Do I need Hulu and Netflix and Amazon, all these things? No, I don't. So I canceled Hulu and Netflix, but I have Amazon and YouTube TV. I had a free 2 weeks, so that's gone. But by the way, if you are looking to not pay for cable, you need to check out YouTube.tv. It's $64.99 a month. You get live broadcasts, all the channels, and you have 5 DVRs. So you can technically divide it between 5 of your friends. So you're going to get all the channels for like literally $10 a month. That's freaking insane. So check that out. This is not an ad, although it should be, but I binged so many Bravo shows, and I'm like, I literally could have just written a whole book in that amount of time that I binged. But that's when I was super depressed and I had to lie in bed and binge the Bravo. So that's what I did. And now we're here and I feel so much better. Something else I want you to take inventory of is just getting overall scheduled and organized. Find a routine. Wake up earlier. Make all your lists. The power of list making. I talked all about that on episode 249, the last episode. Make a freaking list. If you hate lists, just figure out another way to get you organized and scheduled. Set yourself up for an amazing new year. And if you need some good playlists, you can contact me for that. I have a playlist for like literally every mood. Did I create them myself? Absolutely not. Somebody else does them for me because I don't have the time or bandwidth. Most of the time, okay, so for the holidays, it was all day, every day, Frank Sinatra Christmas. Every now and then, Tony Bennett came in. On Christmas Day, I had Anne Murray, but I'm not really into her. But other than that, I have focus music that helps with your brain and like write content. And there's another word for that. I can't think of it right now. Then I have a writing playlist. I have all my Broadway tunes. I have Dear Evan Hansen is my fave. Minus Wicked, of course. Wicked is hands down number one. I'm always listening to the Broadway. I have a PMS playlist that I listen to that so many people have messaged me about, which is freaking amazing. But music literally saved my life when I was going through being sick and depression and chemo. I had playlists for everything. I would search for playlists and I just always listen to my music on Spotify. So they're all there and I just have like a million of them saved. So if you need some pump up tunes and you're just like over Pandora, or I don't know, if you just need new exciting music, just message me on Instagram because I'll just screenshot whatever you're looking for and I'll just like do the work for you because I have so many that I'm obsessed with and it all depends on my mood. Is what I'm listening to. The other day, I always listen to like evening chill. I had sound bath meditation music going on the other day, which is weird because usually I just do a sound bath. I don't actually listen to the bowls. And I got a sound bowl for Christmas, which I'm like so obsessed with. And what else? I think that if you really want to be organized with your finances and in your social media and your business and all that good stuff, you need this Excel document that I created. It's totally free. Just go to thehappyworkaholic.com and sign up for my newsletter, and then it will automatically get emailed to you. And then there's other links too. So things that will help you with your business, your mindset, your organization, this Excel spreadsheet that you can plug in numbers for your household, your finances, your business, your downloads, your subscribers, your social media stats, whatever it is, you can plug it in. It's super, super simple. I don't like to make things complicated over here, which is why I have lists and I'm organized, but you can use it for everything. So it's free. And then if for some reason you're in the mood to launch podcasts and you're like, I really want to invest in myself and launch a show this year, but I have no money. Well, I have a free podcast school. It's called On the House Podcast School. That link is also available when you sign up for my newsletter. So, and you can go on your own pace and it literally will help you create and market and launch and monetize, and all things podcasting is there. I started this show with $0 from an iPhone with my smoke alarm beeping, and it's all in the first, I don't even know how many episodes. And now I have a full-blown production company where I write and produce all day for more than 20 shows I've done now. And I have 5 launching February 1st. So stay tuned for that because I'm just going to be so crazy busy with that. So I haven't really decided like content-wise, like, I have content, I have programs, and I have on my list, but this is something else I'm going to do New Year's Eve. I'm going to put on my favorite Spotify playlist, depending on my mood. I'm super OCD, so depends on, like, what project I'm working on, I need different types of music. So I'm going to be doing that on New Year's Eve and really mapping out, like, content-wise, project-wise. I have a lot going on that I haven't even talked about yet, but what I can share is this podcast is changing. I have a medical product coming out. I have another book coming out. I'll be spending more time on TikTok and LinkedIn, Instagram stories, of course. I think that's all I can say right now. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say right now. So you're going to have to stay tuned. So I'm going to share more in the next episode, episode 251, that will launch on New Year's Day 2021. And so that's how I'm spending my New Year's Eve. I'm just protecting my energy, putting my head down, not going as crazy as I did in the pandemic, but just like really figuring out, like, where do I want to spend more time? Who do I want to hang out with? What do I want to do in my business? Where do I want to grow as a human? I suggest you do the same, because now is a time where we need to, you know, invest in ourselves to have a happy, healthy, positive, and productive year. If you didn't have one this year, 2021 is your year. So what else do I want to share with you? I think that's it. I can't believe this is the last episode of the year. 250 episodes. So, you know what? I do want to share this. I just want you to know, you know, a lot of the times on the show, like, I talk to you like very bluntly, and that's just me, because I know that you deserve a life that you love, because I know I do. So why don't you? So that I'm literally telling you what I tell myself every day. I have to take the steps, I have to make the list, and then I have to like decide, I have to make choices. You need to do the same thing if you want to get to where you want to be. I sacrificed so much, which I wrote about in my book, in order to get to where I am. First of all, I'm alive. Like, I wake up every morning. So many people ask me this question when I'm on their shows and I'm getting interviewed, and they're like, what keeps you moving? What keeps you motivated? I'm like, I'm able to open my eyes and see and like wake up. It's literally as simple as that. I was living a life sick, going through chemo, thinking I'm going to be blind and paralyzed at any given moment. The fact that my eyeballs open and I can see and I'm not sick and I'm alive, that's amazing. The other half is that I get to live a life where I've created a business out of nothing, nothing, not one penny. In the beginning of the pandemic, I did a podcast all about pivoting. And when I got sick, I literally had to like close the doors on my makeup company that I was relaunching, on my luxury travel business in Vegas I was doing. No more private aviation, no more travel. Everything I knew had to go back to the internet, and I just had to consult and coach, and that was it. Do you know how hard that was? I know how hard it was, and I'm sure you know how hard it is, because most likely you had to do the same thing in the beginning of the pandemic. We all got hit hard. We all had to take, it just sucked, period. And so I already knew that feeling. And it's like, wow, life really set me up to help other people dealing with the shit that the pandemic brought. I've already lived that life. Let me help you. What do you want to do? Now is the time. So many of my friends have been furloughed. So many of my clients have been furloughed. Now is the time that you put your head down and you figure it out, like, what it is that you want out of life that you deserve. You deserve whatever your little brain is telling you what you want to create. Why can't you do that? If you don't have a dollar to invest, listen to any one of my podcast episodes. I guarantee that you will learn something from them. I do this show for free every single week to give you guys content for your business and life and a million other things. But like, you deserve happiness. You deserve a life that you love. They're like, I'm like about to get emotional. Way to wrap up the end of the year, Kelly. But like, you deserve that. And I mean, I know I deserved it. So like, why not? Right? Like, everybody does. It's up to you to make shit happen. And that's it. Like, the only person making excuses is you. And I mean, I do the same thing with like losing weight. Like, I had this huge goal of losing 100 pounds this year, and then welcome to the pandemic. But this year, I'm not making excuses. I'm joining Row House. I'm going to do my rowing. I now have a Fitbit. I'm going to do my, morning routines. I'm walking every day. And that's not even just to lose weight. Like, that's for my mental health, like literally sanity. And you need a lot of sanities to survive after we like just got out of the pandemic. But nobody else is going to make your dreams happen but you. So I just wanted to wrap this episode up and say that because it's really important that you know that it's up to you to make the decisions and to protect yourself and have certain energies and people and things around you. If it's not serving you, throw the shit away. I know that sounds like harsh when it comes to like humans, but if you have friendships that aren't serving you, why are you still friends? Walk away. That's what I've had to do with a lot of things throughout this pandemic. And yes, I've cried. Yes, it sucks. But at the end of the day, I'd like to say I feel leaner, but I feel lighter and I feel less stressed. My head is clear. There's no negative energy. It's just me, my happy people in my bubble, my dreams and my goals and what I want that's going to make me better as a person and a human so that I can help more humans on this planet doing what they love. And that's it. So if you have any questions about any episode of this year, of last year, the year before, all the years, 3.5 years, if you need help with podcasting, business and life coaching, like organizing your calendars, throwing shit away, like if you want to get on a FaceTime with me and be like, I don't know if these clothes are serving me. I'm like, does it fit you? Throw that shit away. Like we'll have a glass of wine. Like we'll make it a party. Like I'm available for that. If you're ready to stop making excuses and like just be serious, like I will make myself available for FaceTime and help you purge the shit out of your life. Because I'm telling you, it's going to suck in the beginning, but at the end of the day, like you're going to feel so good. And I know that you are one of those people that went into your closet during this pandemic and organized all of the shit in there. And you had a glass of wine or coffee or espresso or hot tea or water, whatever to celebrate. And you were like, shit, that felt good. Get rid of the shit that's no longer serving you and get it done before the end of the year. And if you haven't done it yet and you're listening to this after the new year, map out some time. Do it on the weekend, wake up earlier, have yourself a little Sunday fun day, go through all the shit that's not serving you, make a little mental list and of how you're going to move forward in the new year, protecting yourself and your energy. You only want positive vibes around you. You only want positive people around you. You want to make a difference in the world somehow, somewhere, some way, right? We all do. So I hope this episode helped. I like to just be blunt when it comes to shit like this because I don't know how else to say it. I have to like talk to my friends like this and I have to talk to clients. I mean, I literally was on a phone call yesterday with an award show company and I was talking to them about their something that we're working on. I can't even say what it is. So anyway, I was on a Zoom and it was like party in the front and on top, like face was on, front of the hair was done, pajamas on the bottom, like typical pandemic Zoom, right? So we're on like an hour long Zoom and I'm like, okay, you need to make a list. You need 3 lists. You need one for this, this, and this. Then you send that to me. Then I'm going to make the magic happen. Like that is what you need in life. You need a list. Listen to episode 249. It's all about the power of list making and manifesting. And that is what you're going to need to help you clear the negative vibes and make shit happen for yourself so that you can be a better human for, of course, yourself, your family, your spouse, your children, your clients, your business. This is our year. Like 2020, peace out. Like I'm so ready for a new year as everybody else is. So, you know, I have to be blunt when it comes to things like this because I honestly just don't know how to say it. If you read my book, Everything is Messy, you will clearly understand because nobody else, like so many of my friends were like, I've never read a book written like this. I'm like, that's because it's mine. Like I would never write a book any other way. Like you have to hear my voice. You have to hear me. Like I could never, yes, I have a copywriter. That's because my grammar sucks, but I can tell you a really good fucking story. I just like, oh my God, you need to listen to my episode all about the commas. Because that was like a shit show between the commas and the copywriting and all of that for the book. But anyway, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I hope that you guys have an incredible new year. If you ever need anything from me, please reach out. You know where to find me. I'm going to be spending a hell of a lot more time over on TikTok and LinkedIn this year. I know TikTok first, LinkedIn second, Instagram third. YouTube's going to be in there. A couple other projects are going to be in there, but I can't really say just yet. But that's it. So I know I talk fast. I know this is like a lot, but it's the end of the year and I want you to get your shit together and I want you to be super happy, like moving into the new year. And so this is how I have to break it down. But as always, and like seriously, thank you so much for listening to my crazy mouth run, my limit, listening to all my shows, all your reviews, buying my book. You have no idea what that means. Why am I like getting emotional? Like, it's not even 12. What day is today? No, it's the 30th. You just have no idea like what it means. Like, I literally do what I do for you guys because I know I'm helping other people. And I just have like so much more stuff. Like, I wish I could share with you guys right now, but you're going to have to listen to episode 251. But, oh my God, why am I, you know what? I'm PMSing, to be dead honest with you. So I'm going to blame it on that, which is also why I created the most delicious feast last night, which I'll have to share on my Instagram. But as always, keeping it real, if you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts or on Audible, I would truly, truly appreciate it if you would leave me a review today, right now. Scroll up on your app and leave me a review. Let me know what you thought about this year, these episodes, my guests, what you want to hear more of. I guess that's it. I mean, thank you so much. This show has grown incredibly just over the last 12 months throughout this pandemic. So if you just leaving just like final words of 2020, we survived. So stay tuned for my very first episode of 2021 on New Year's Day. There's going to be some juicy stuff in there. Oh my God, this episode's 55 minutes. That's when you know I was on my A game and I was like, I have 3 pages of notes I just went off of for you guys. I was so serious. I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew like what you needed and what you don't need moving into the new year to be a happy, healthy, positive, and productive person. So peace out 2020. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will see you next year. Bye. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.